Stuart, can I begin by asking you to describe your role within the studio and perhaps how you came to the studio in the first place?
I've worked with Thomas for a long time now, over 10 years. And where did I come from? I came from another planet. No, I came from this other world of product design with a capital P, and I studied industrial design with a capital I, where people were taught to design toasters and vacuum cleaners and the next television set. And I think I figured out about halfway through that I didn't want to do those sorts of things, and so started looking for other areas of interest. And through a very strange set of circumstances, I ended up meeting Thomas in relation to the B of the Bang project, actually. And I was working for a small company that did visualizations. And he said, oh, I have a workshop. I thought, oh, that's interesting. Not many people have their own workshop nowadays. And he invited me to come and see this workshop. So I dutifully came along to King's Cross and was slightly shocked, actually, to see that this wasn't really just a workshop. It was a proper design studio with proper staff doing proper things. But I sort of came along to the studio and realized that there, squirreled away in this curious little triangular cheese wedge-shaped building, were all these fantastic projects going on, and thought, right, that's something I need to be a part of. And then just harangued Thomas to let me work with him.
We're here today to talk about research and development, and you've already mentioned the workshop, which I guess is a key part of that process. So, Stuart, could you follow up by just describing this persistence of vision that allows certain projects to be pushed through?
I mean, I think lots of organizations, not only design organizations, have what they would call research and development, and it means different things to different companies. And I actually think that what the studio does isn't really research and development, it's actually what you've just said, which is persistence of vision. And people come to the studio primarily for hopefully its fantastic ideas. And that only fantastic ideas only develop if you're really doggedly persistent. And in a way, whether there's a client or not, almost doesn't matter. The physical setup of the studio is a testament to that setup, because the way in which the workshop relates to the design space, it's all one big space. So the lovely thing is sort of poodling between your computer and the workshop, or going to chat with somebody who knows something all about metal fabrication, then coming back and drawing or talking with Thomas. It all just sort of weaves itself together and you try and get results out of it.
So Thomas, perhaps that's something I can bring you in on. Could you say something about the strategy that you apply in this situation? How do certain ideas get taken forward, you know, with the appropriate collaborator, fabricator, etc.?
I guess I don't feel like we're a sort of agency providing a service in some way. I feel that we are just trying to make special projects happen. And when you manage to evolve something that you're starting to think is special in some way, because you genuinely believe it's special, you're dying to see one. You're dying to somehow bring it into reality. So the role of making is that it's been something that was close to me in my background, and I know in Stuart's background, he was making things, was quite closely connected to making things. So you just start itching to right, how can we see one, to test it, and because you don't want to fall in love with ideas unless you want to see them and see whether they do actually work. Stuart and I have a particular ricocheting way of ricocheting ideas between each other, like a speeded up form of table tennis, where, you know, when you see fast table tennis, we go ting, 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 ting. Stuart and I have just built this a kind of shorthand with each other that I feel is a very effective mechanism. If we lay in front of ourselves something to think about, that's why it's a I mean, maybe for Stuart it's a nightmare, he just wants a rest, but when we travel together, you know, for a particular project, I'll never let him kind of doze off or so, because it's, for me, it's a wonderful opportunity to explore ideas together.